Praise God, everybody. This is Sir Ryan Davis on the Now Network, bringing you the Exalting Jesus broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, calling in, however you're listening. Maybe it's through the radio app. Maybe you'll hear this on archives. Maybe you're on live right now through your phone. But to God be the praise for all of you who are here. And today I want to do things a little differently than normal. I don't want to do any teaching on this week. The series that I started is not complete, but at this point I want to follow the Holy Spirit's instructions, and I believe now is a time for prayer. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up with starting prayer, and hopefully in the next few minutes when I am finished praying, the man of God that is administrating the lines will open the lines up. If the Holy Spirit moves on your heart and you have a prayer to release, then do it. But I want to lay out a template. We have to be Spirit-led. We have to be Spirit-led. That means we have to be in agreement with the Spirit. He said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst." So God is not looking for large crowds, large followings. He can move and fall upon any size crowd, but all he needs is two or three in agreement. So the main thing we have to have is the spirit of agreement. That means we're praying from the place in our spirit where the Holy Spirit resides. We're praying not just from our head. We're praying not from our emotions, not from our flesh, but we're learning to reach heaven with our prayers. It's not in how it sounds. It's not in how loud it is or how intense it may appear, but it's in the sincerity of the heart. God hears the heart. Hallelujah. So we want to pray from our heart. So if the Holy Spirit gives you something to pray about, if you pick up something in the spirit, then let him use you. But we won't pray over one another. We won't talk over one another. We will just begin to pray. It's been time to pray. It's been a praying time. It's been time to not just talk about prayer, not just look like we're praying, but to have a prayer life. So I'm just going to open up and start because I feel him moving in this. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now. Before we even enter into prayer, we acknowledge who we're praying to. Hallelujah, Lord God. I come before you, hallelujah, Lord, just saying you are sovereign, you are awesome, you are mighty, and you're great, God. And we need you to breathe. We need you for every breath we take. Lord God, we're thankful for the breath of life. When we consider that we're not even breathing on our own, Lord God, but it is because of your goodness that we can have life-sustaining air. Just to continue to praise you, just to continue to be thankful. Lord, when we consider that, when we break it down to that level that we're not even breathing without you, when we consider that, Lord God, our hearts should be moved to say thank you. Thank you, Father, that you are so kind, because at any moment you could cut off our oxygen. At any moment, you could cause our hearts to stop beating. So, Father God, today I give you praise. I thank you. Your word declares, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have no reason to be sad. It doesn't matter about our circumstances, who we lost, what we wish we had, what we wish we didn't lose, what we're trying to obtain, who don't like us. All those things don't matter. But, Father God, what matters is the fact that you are for us and with us, Lord God, and you have given your Son for us, Lord God, and we acknowledge the precious blood of Jesus Christ that is our propitiation for our sins, that is our payment, our way into heaven, that is our gateway, our door, our path, our way of life. We thank you right now for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. Lord God, we acknowledge that we have sinned before you, God. We acknowledge that we have done evil in your sight and need to be cleansed and brought back into a righteous standing before you, Lord God. And it is only through the blood of your Son, Jesus, that we can do so, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for a heart to acknowledge you on today, Lord God. Only you can work in us a clean heart, a pure heart. Hallelujah. You said in your word that you are coming for a church that is holy and pure without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, Lord God. So you have to work on us, Lord God. Let your word begin to work on us, Father God. I pray right now that you would release a strong wind of prayer into the house of God, not only in the church, Lord God, but a desire for prayer in our houses, Lord God, that we would desire prayer more than anything, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want your Holy Spirit to move wherever we are, Lord God. We want to be vessels for the kingdom of God, ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We want the Holy Spirit to go wherever we go. Lead us and direct us. Don't let us go anywhere that you're not. Don't let us go anywhere that you're not willing to be. But Father, lead us by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lead us, Father, that we would be everything you desire for us to be, Father God. I pray right now that the spirit of intercession be released upon this line, Lord God, upon those hearing, Lord God, those who have a ready heart and are desirous to serve you, Lord God. Everyone's not going to stand and minister in word, preaching the gospel, but we all can pray. Your word says man should always pray and not to faint. So, Father, I pray you release a praying spirit over the people of God, a mind to call upon you, Lord God, a mind, Lord God, to hear the things that you will say, to see what's on your agenda, Lord God, because we can't pray after things have taken place and cast it down, Lord God, but we can see things that are coming beforehand if we will set ourselves in alignment with you, Lord God, and be proactive, and we would pray the will of God, Lord God, concerning things that are coming in this world, Lord God. I pray that you would put us in a ready position, Lord God, to release into the atmosphere and over the atmosphere the things that shall be, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, Lord God, but let us serve you with a pure heart, sincerity, Lord God. Father, I come before you and I say, Lord, wherever you find that I am wrong, whatever you find in me that is not pure, whatever you see in me that needs to be removed, Lord God, in the secret place, deal with it and take it away, Lord God, that I may be a pure vessel that you will flow through freely, Lord God, that your prophetic utterance will flow from my tongue, Lord God, that your word will be in my mind continually meditating on your word, Lord, that your power will rest upon and in me, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that I will be that messenger you're calling me to be, Lord, that I will be everything you're calling for me to be in the earth. Lord, I pray right now, God, I pray right now for your children to come into the oneness and unity of the Spirit, Lord God. There's so much that the enemy is trying to bring division. He's doing so much to bring division. He's putting the petty thoughts in people's mind. But Father, I pray you would cause us to shake it off on today and bring us to a place of oneness, Lord God, that we would die to flesh, that we would die to our own ways, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, that we would not be in competition with one another, that we would not be deceitful. Lord God, there's so much deceit in the body, in the church body. Lord, I pray that you would begin to deal with our hearts, that we would see it as you see it. Hallelujah. You told Jacob that his name had to be changed. He would no longer be called Jacob. You wanted the deception and deceitfulness out of him. And you're speaking this to your church now. I hear the word revival. Father, I pray now for true revival. Hallelujah. I hear the word revival. I pray, Lord, for true revival to seize the church, Lord God. Lord, it starts with prayer. It starts in our hearts. Lord, as we begin to sit before you and pray and call upon you, Lord, I just ask that you would begin to light a fire in our hearts. Lord, not just so we run and jump all over the church and then still the same tomorrow. No, Father God, I pray that you would begin to purge us from the evil, the things that are not like you, that when the world sees the church, they will see your attributes, they will see your glory, they will see your kingdom, they will see your righteous ways, Lord God. Hallelujah. How can we say you live in us and we're producing the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit? The devil is a liar. Father God, calls us to produce that which is pleasing unto you, to walk by faith. Lord, I thank you for an elevation of faith, Lord God, for a new level of faith, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you that we don't have to try to imitate, but you have given us originality, Lord God, to show forth your glory, because you are creator. Hallelujah, Lord God. Not only are you creator, but you're God and you're Lord. I thank you for the revelation of your lordship in this season, Lord God, that we will begin to bow before you and say, yes, you are Lord, and say amen to your will, Father God. And we won't do our own thing. Hallelujah. We will be a holy people, set apart. We will recognize your ownership. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you. I praise you, Lord God, that you are moving in our government. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you are moving in our political system, Lord God, because there are so many things that are in disarray, Lord God. But if your people would pray, Lord God, you will heal the land. You will heal the land, every aspect of it. in our government, in our finances, Lord God, in our school systems, in our streets, you will, in our communities, you will stop the murdering and the hatred. You will stop all of the perversion. If we would pray, Lord God, we will see a difference. Father God, I pray that this day you begin to provoke us to want to pray. To want to pray more than anything else, Lord God, that we will be a people not known for great words, not known for doing all kind of things, but known for prayer. And we will see everything else flow out of prayer. Hallelujah, Lord God, I bless you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, I pray for a praying anointing upon the body of Christ. That we don't have to put on a show. We don't have to try to sound powerful. All we have to do is just be who we are and call upon you and watch you answer. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for preserving and hiding us from the enemy in this season, Lord God. For we see that he is on the move. He is trying to destroy. The spirit of death is roaming through the land. But Father God, I pray you cover us in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray you begin to work on our hearts. And as you make our hearts ready, Lord God, we will answer with a yes, a true yes. God, deliver us from our own evil ways and evil thoughts. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, I pray. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, that you will begin to wake us in the middle of the night, showing us whom you desire we pray for. Hallelujah. And as you wake us, Lord God, I pray that you would make it clear to us exactly what we ought to pray for. Drop names in our spirit. Show us situations that are about to occur that are not good, Lord, but we can turn it because you trust us with prayer. I thank you for the activating anointing. I pray now you activate those who are called to be intercessors and don't even know it. I pray at the sound of my voice they be activated on this day, Lord God, and that your power rest upon them. Thank you, Father, for a purging. I ask that you would purge us of iniquity, purge us of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And Lord God, cause your word to become our desire once again, Lord. That we would desire your word more than anything, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. I pray right now that the wind of your spirit is moving to those that are listening, Lord God, and that you will just cause the prayers to break forth in their spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that the spirit of fear is being eradicated out of our lives. Many are dealing with the spirit of fear, but Father, I pray for your power to break the shackles of the spirit of fear. Hallelujah, Lord God, and draw your children into a place of faith, Lord God. Forgive us where we've been fearful, Lord God, for to fear is sin. Lord, forgive us where we've been fearful. Forgive me where I've operated in any type of fear, Lord God. I pray you show us when we're not operating in faith. You said whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So, Lord God, forgive us. Speak to our hearts because your word brings about faith. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word. So Lord, we thank you for the word. Not only the word from the preacher, but God, I thank you that you're putting us in a place where the Holy Spirit will talk the word to us when there's nobody else around. And we will become acquainted with his voice. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Glory to God.
The lines are open. Hallelujah. If anyone wants to pray or is led to pray.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for what you've already done and what you're going to do. We thank you, Father, because you said, knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. And Father, we praise your holy name because you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. God, we can't do anything without you. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, God, where would we be this day? Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within us, God. Lord, we glorify your name. We worship you, God. We adore you. You are omnipotent, God. You are sovereign. You are the universe. And God, we thank you because your word is already blessed. Father, you said anything that we ask in your name, it shall be done. And I thank you, God, for destroying and taking the yokes of burdens off of us, God, and destroying the fear that's within my heart, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
and Father,
Jesus.
You said while we are calling, and while we are praying, you will answer me. You said that you will hear of God. And Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for divine and supernatural understanding, God. We thank you for dominion, God. We thank you for letting us take our rightful place in you, God. We thank you, Father, because we can't do it without your word, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight. Oh, God, you are our strength and our redeemer, God. This is the day, God, that we are standing in the need of prayer. It's not just our mother. It's not just our father. It's not just our sister or our brother, but it's me, Lord. It's Father, God. And I'm standing in the need of prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the lifting up my hung down head, God. I thank you, God, because I'm standing on your word, God. You say your word, God, your word. Father, I'm standing in your word, Lord, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for healing my body from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And anybody else that's out there, God, that needs a healing and a touch in their body, that needs healing and a touch in the mind, that needs healing and a touch in their heart, God. You said if we keep our minds stayed upon you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Now, Father, we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, God, for binding up the spirit of darkness, God, and replacing it with the light that shines within us, God. You said, God, even as that light shine upon us, God, then you said that we could shine before men, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we ask that you bless us, God. Bless us abundantly, God, according to the riches, God, that you have sent us, God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
Father, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for your word that's manifesting. We thank you, God, as we take our rightful place in you, God, that you will let us walk worthy of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God, because it's already done. This is now. Now, God, this day. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask that you go into the nursing home and heal, God, and deliver and set the captive free. Go into the hospital, God, and heal, God, and deliver, God. Go into the jailhouses, God, and heal and set the captive free and deliver, God, and let them say, what must I do to be saved, God? Touch, God, in the name of Jesus. God, go into the convalescent home and touch those boys and those girls, God, that's been locked up, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the people all over the world come in saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved, God? In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we won't take no glory for it, but we'll give you the glory and the honor for it. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. I say hallelujah. I don't know who you are, but you are healed. The woman that just prayed, you are healed.
Thank you.
I don't know what you're discussing, but I heard it in the spirit. You are healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, I claim it. I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Already done.
Amen. Thank you, man of God.
Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Sure.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
You are very good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Jesus. We thank you today. We thank you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you this day, Lord God. We thank you today, Jesus. We thank you today, Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you for what you are doing, and we thank you for what you're going to continue to do. And Minister Sarai, and I heard you say it, the land needs healing. And God knows the land needs healing. The land needs healing. I've been standing and I've been praying since Thursday, oh Jesus. And you say where two or three gather together. Come together and touch and agree on the same thing. You say God is in our midst.
Yes.
God is in our midst right now as we speak.
Hallelujah, Lord.
As we speak. I've been praying here for a little boy, 12 years old, that the police was chasing a young man on a narcotic charges. And a little boy, two boys walked across the street. He's 12 years old. And when he walked across the street, they say the truck hit him because the police shot at the boy. And the boy, they say, the young man that was shot hit the little boy, and not in saying the police hit the little boy, but we don't know now who hit the little boy, but just pray that the truth will come out, and we're going to pray for this family. The little boy's name is Samuel Lee. He's 12 years old. He's 12 years old, and I've been praying, and I've been asking God to touch this family, touch his mom. His mom right now, she needs all the help. And the prayer and the love that you can give her, because she's right now, she's not herself. And I've been praying that God will touch this family. And I know the little boy is in a better place. But God, see, the land needs healing. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people.
That's right.
He didn't say when. He said, if my people.
Yes.
Who are called by my name. Who seek his face and pray. We got to turn from our wicked ways.
All that. Yes.
And we got, oh Jesus, and we must pray. And God said when we pray, he'll hear us from heaven. He'll hear us from heaven. And thank God for you being obedient and bringing on this prayer. Because he said the land needs healing. But he said he'll hear us from heaven. And then he'll heal the land.
Yes, Lord.
Then he'll heal the land. Look what happened in London. God said he'll heal the land. And man of God, the land needs healing. I pray. Because the devil is a liar. And Satan is a murderer. I say Satan is a liar. And the devil is a murderer. And Father, I come right now in the name of Jesus. And
Lord.
I break the devil's power.
Yes. I break
his power right now in the name of Jesus. And I lose the power of the Holy Ghost. And
yes,
Father,
Lord.
I lose your love and your mercy. And Satan, we cast you down this day. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Satan, I serve notice on you today. You are a defeated foe. And your assignments have been broken from operating our lives in any way.
Yes.
We always say, what did Jesus do the most? He prayed. We're not praying enough. We're not praying enough. We need to be about our Father's business. Because night is coming. And we need to get in a hurry. We need to work while it's day.
Because
night is coming and no man can work. Let's get in a hurry, y'all. We got to be about our Father's business. I am so tired of sitting around and looking and just all of these things, murderer, terrorists. But God wants us to pray. He said, pray.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, Father, I thank you. And I praise you. Because you said in Romans 8:26, we don't know what to pray for as we ought.
Yes.
He didn't say we didn't know how to pray. He said we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself may groan it with others. May groan it. The Holy Spirit groans within us.
Yes.
And he let us know that something is wrong.
Oh, God.
The Holy Spirit
yes,
may groan it in our spirit. And I can feel a groaning right now in my spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Release it.
I feel a groaning in my spirit. For
release
the world. For the people. Lord, I ask you to touch. Touch every country. Every city. Every state. Touch all around, Lord. Touch. So you said John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves this world. He loves the peoples in the world, but he hates our sin. He loves the peoples in the world. I hope y'all hear me, but he hates our sin.
Yes.
He says in Malachi, I'm the Lord thy God. And our change is not. God does not change. He the same today, tomorrow, and forever. God does not change. He's the same. You know who changed? We change. We change. God don't change. He the same. Let's praise him. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's seek his face. Let's look up to him. And that Psalm 127 say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. We need to look up, y'all. We need to lift up our eyes. Not look down,
yes,
but let's look up where our help comes from. Hello, somebody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you for this Sammy, Lord God. That's what happened on him the other day, Father. That he's with you, Jesus. He's in heaven with you, Lord. But I pray for his mom. I pray for the rest of the family, Lord. That you would give her peace, Jesus. Give her peace, Lord. Give her peace that surpasses all understanding. Give her peace that the world can't even give her. And give her peace that the world can't take away. She lost her baby. And Lord, give her peace. Touch her right now as we pray. Touch her right now as we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Touch her right now, Jesus. And touch the rest of the family. Touch his sisters and brothers, Lord. Oh, touch Jesus. Touch, Lord, just like the woman did with the issue of blood. She touched Jesus' garment, and she was made whole. Touch. Somebody needs to reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' garment right now. Reach out and touch his garment, and
yes,
you'll
Lord.
Be made whole. The young lady that just prayed, she mentioned something about healing. But let me tell you something, young lady. You reach out and touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, man of God. I thank you, Minister Sarai. I thank God for you for calling this prayer. We could pray all night. We could lay before our face before God. And we need to cry out to him. We need
yes.
to cry out to him. We need to cry out to him, man of God. Minister Sarai, we need to cry out to him. Because he said, cry out. He said, Abba. 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 She's our father. Abba, Abba. 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 When you pray in your prayer language, the devil don't He don't know what you say. He don't know what you say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father, for your comforting word. Thank you, Father, for my need. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for loving me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for giving me, Father, when I was doing my will. Hallelujah, Jesus, and not your will. Thank you, Father. I just thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace, for your mercy, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for the trials and tribulations in life that has placed me in the path of life believing. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, for never leaving him nor forsaking me. I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you for the, Father, that I have woke up to read your word right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Father, for life believers, for bringing a word of God to life. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the Zoom. Father, I thank you for that because
Hallelujah.
So I tell you, Father,
yes, Hallelujah.
I am who
thank
I
you.
Am right now because of you. Thank you, Lord. I know you have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And I thank you, Lord. I just thank you for never leaving us forsaken. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus, I love you. I love you. And I love you. God bless. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's
the
Almighty
God.
Yes, He is.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Yes,
and
you know, they say we perish for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank Him for His word.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Behold,
I want to say something real fast.
Yes.
There's no formula for prayer that we have to try to do it like anybody else, okay? So if you're on this line and you feel the Holy Spirit on you, giving you something to pray,
mm-hmm.
This is not, there's no competition in prayer. Prayer is something everybody has to do if we're believers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
yeah.
no need for anybody to feel inferior as to feel like I can't pray like so and so, so I'm gonna be quiet. Because the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, and He's in control. So I want everybody that's on this call that you call in, we got the week, and sometimes you feel like you need prayer or you need to say something, but you don't. But you got to understand that there's no inferior person in the body of Christ. We're one.
Mm-hmm.
So let God use you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you,
sir. Yes.
So thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace.
Yeah.
Thank you for your love.
Yes,
and thank you for the ability to be able to communicate to you clearly. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us a clear mind, a clear spirit, and a clear soul that we can lie at your feet, Lord. We honor you today. We worship you today,
Lord.
Heavenly Father. God,
yes,
we lift our hands and receive your presence right now because we're two or three are gathered. You are in the presence. So we welcome you into this place, Lord. We honor you for your grace, Lord. We honor you for your love that you're pouring in us right now, Lord. And we pray for every voice that every ear that's listening and every voice that can speak just to say thank you. Without any need, I just say thank you. Without any prerequisite, I say thank you. Without any desires, wants, or needs, I just say thank you, Lord. Consistently for blessing someone else. I say thank you, Lord, for healing someone else. I thank you, Lord, for delivering someone else, Lord. I thank you for making someone else first before me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for rising up an army, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that it's not by our power or our might, but it's by your spirit that you're moving.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that we believe in faith right now, Lord. I thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord, that we pray in unison, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we pray in agreement. Thank you that we pray on one accord. I thank you, Lord, that we have our own thoughts, our own senses, Lord, but we just your spiritual realm drop on our prayer life that as we communicate with
you,
we are free and free indeed to share your love with others, Lord, to share your relationship with others, Lord, to share. Oh, your precious Son, with everyone that comes into our contact. Well, thank you, Lord, that I can sit here on the corner or wherever I'm at and preach loud from this car, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. Baby. Oh, I'm telling them about you. I thank you today for the opportunity. I thank you for the day, for this day that you have made, that we will be glad and we will rejoice in it just because. This is a just because prayer. A just because prayer of who you are. A just because just because you're the first and last, the beginning and end. Just because you are the great I am. Just because. Have your way, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have you.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just
thank
because.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift your name. Just because.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Just because.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just because. Thank you, Jesus.
I bind the spirit of spectator in the name of Jesus. We're not here for a show. You're not here to watch a show. We're here to participate and call on the name of the Most High. We need God. Hallelujah. Father, we need you every day, every moment, every hour. So I bind this spectator spirit. We're not looking for a show. We're not putting on a show. We all need God. We better call on him while we can if we understand, my God, what he's really saying. Help us to perceive what the Holy Ghost is saying. Hallelujah. What he's saying to the church. Give us, Father God, you said he had half, he was led him here. So, Father God, just speak your word. We won't even ask them to hear. Father God, it is their responsibility. It is our responsibility. It is my responsibility that we hear. Why you will call a prayer meeting. Why you want prayer. Father God, I pray right now.
Yes, Lord.
I pray right now that you would destroy the plots of the enemy to steal precious life. Lord God, there's many that have ended up on the news recently. There's many deaths I've heard of recently. But, Father God, the spirit of death is moving even more so, looking whom he may take. Lord, I pray that you will cover us in the blood of Jesus right now. I pray that you will give us, that you will align our feet, that we will stand in the right place, that we will walk on the right path. You said the way is narrow, Lord God. Keep us. That we do not die before our time, Lord God. I know your word said that it's appointed unto man wants to die. But, Father God, he takes walk-ins. We don't want to walk in to an appointment that wasn't our time. Father God, protect your children. Help us. Cover us, Father God. Help us to stay in the secret place. Hide us.
Yes, God.
Keep us from the will of flesh that will deceive us into unrighteousness, that will cause our hearts to harden against you, and we die sinners. No, but Father, I pray now that you will cause us to press forward in the will of God, in the holiness of God, in the righteousness of God. And Lord, forgive us. Forgive us forgive us for our mouths. Forgive us for our evil thoughts. Lord, the things we said in our hearts that were not pleasing to you. Lord, you said these things proceed out of the heart. Evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, theft, blasphemy, pride, and evil, all the evil thoughts. But, Father, take those things out of us, Lord God, and help us to receive your engrafted word, Lord God.
Yes, God.
I pray right now that you will bind the spirit of pride. I see pride in the land. But, Father, I pray that the church will wake up and see, Lord, that we will come to a place of true repentance and humility, that we will humble ourselves, Lord God.
You're right.
And, Father, that we will hear your instructions.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
That we will hear, Lord, because, my God, I pray right now that you will just cause us to humble ourselves, Lord God. Direct us, Lord God. We don't want you to humble us. That will hurt, God. But you told us to humble ourselves. So just aid us in the humility. Talk to us, Lord God, that we will recognize when we're proud. You say God hates a proud look. You can look at us and tell when we're proud when nobody else sees it, because you're looking at the heart. So you hate a proud look. You're looking at the heart. Father, forgive me. Forgive me anywhere I've been lifted in pride. Lord, I humble myself, and I say, God, I am nothing. I can't breathe without you. I can't think without you. I can't pray without you. Father, have your way. Father, I pray that you would just bring clarity and destroy the works of the devil, Lord, where he's lurking to destroy. There are so many more that he wants to kill right now. He's making his move. But, Lord, I pray right now that you will deliver your children. I pray right now that you will heal our land, and that you will hide us. Father, give us strategies on how to do warfare, how to pray in the spirit, how to dismantle and undo strongholds, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you would bring us out of this place of pretending, this place of being spectators, God. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you will drive spectators far from any move of God, and that you will begin to raise up an army of those willing to submit to you first, to honor you first, and to do warfare as you train them, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Let prayer become our passion. Let prayer become, Lord God, I pray you deliver us
in the name
from
of
the
Jesus.
Things that are whispering in our minds when no one is around. The secret things, Lord, I pray that you would deliver us from the secret things, and that you would cause our hearts to see it like you see it, and that we won't try to cover it up with fig leaves. But Father God, we will come before you and say, we were wrong and come to be covered. God, the enemy, he will speak to anybody. He will try to use anybody and play with anybody's mind. None of us are above being talked to by the enemy. But Lord God, when he's talking to our minds, let us come before you and say, God, the enemy has messed with me. He has tried to distract me. He has tried to destroy me. He has tried to make me think evil of my brother or sister in my mind. Let us come clean before you, Lord God, that you can wash us, not try to cover it up, not try to, you know, say it wasn't so. But Father, let us be real with you. Lord, we can look at the world around us and we know that we are not in what we need to be, Lord, as a people, as a whole. So, Father, just forgive us. Help us to get our prayers back in order. Help us to get our life back in order. I pray now that you will begin to work on us in fasting and praying, Lord God. Hallelujah. That we will watch you heal the land because we are doing what you've called for us to do, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. It says, for this was the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called unto us uncleanliness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed we do it toward all the brethren, which are all in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that you study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hands as we command you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which are also asleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Father God, we thank you for your word. Father God, we thank you for your promises. Father God, we thank you for your son. We thank you for your sacrifice. Lord God, we thank you for your willingness to forgive us, Lord God. Hallelujah. And to sustain us and to keep us. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that your word does not return void. Lord God, we thank you that you're not a man that you should lie, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for your hope of glory, Lord God. We thank you for your righteousness. Lord God, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sin. Lord God, we thank you for our brethren, Lord God. We thank you for our sisters. We thank you for those that you have put in authority over us, Lord God. God, we thank you for our enemies, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the prophets you put before us. Lord God, we thank you for all things, the breath of air that you have placed in us, Lord God. God, we thank you for those that are around us right now. Father God, we thank you for those that you've taken from us, Lord God. We thank you for our lives, Lord God, and the things you allowed us to go through. Lord God, we thank you that we even have breath right now to even say thank you. We thank you for this phone call, Lord God, this moment right now, Lord God. We thank you for the souls that are on the other end of this line, Lord God. We thank you for those that couldn't be here this day, Lord God, for whatever reason that may be. God, we thank you for everything, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are God all by yourself, Lord God. God, bring us back to that place, Lord God, hallelujah, where we're comforting one another, where we're exhorting one another, where we're uplifting and encouraging one another, Lord God. Lord God, get us out of that selfish place, Lord God. Yes, God, deal with our flesh. Yes, God, hallelujah. Teach us to crucify our flesh, Lord God. Lord God, teach us to walk in the Spirit.
Please leave your message for 270-5352-7755.
Hallelujah, God, and forgive us, Lord God, hallelujah, of our arrogant ways, Lord God, that claim your truth, Lord God, hallelujah. But yet we won't live it, Lord God. We won't walk it or talk it, Lord God, hallelujah. God, forgive us, Lord God, for the things that you told us to say, Lord God, but we kept quiet, Lord God. Forgive us for those times that you told us to keep quiet, but we spoke anyhow, Lord God. Forgive us for not going to those places, Lord God, that you had commanded us to go, Lord God. Hallelujah. Forgive us, Lord God, for moving when you told us to stay, Lord God, hallelujah, God. Forgive us for not having a heart of repentance, Lord God, hallelujah, God, but claiming our own understanding, our own truth, Lord God, and living in it, Lord God. Forgive us for not bringing up our children in a way, Lord God, that is pleasing unto you, Lord God, hallelujah. God, forgive us, Lord God, and have mercy upon us, Lord God. God, get us back to that place, Lord God, hallelujah, where we remember our first love, Lord God. Yes, God, hallelujah, remembering our first love, Lord God, hallelujah, where we remember the things that you've done of old for us, Lord God, and let us not be so quick to forget, Lord God. God, if you have to remind us time and time again, Lord God, hallelujah, that we come back to where we're desiring sincere milk, Lord God, hallelujah, that we will not grow greedy, Lord God, hallelujah, God, greedy in our fleshly understanding, greedy in our own ways, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we come to a place where we trust you, Lord God, in every way, Lord God, but we also acknowledge you, God, hallelujah, God, as head of all things, Lord God, as creator of all, Lord God. God, get us to that place, Lord God, where we fear you once again, Lord God, that we come to you with trembling, Lord God, hallelujah, that we won't exalt our own selves over you, Lord God, but get us to that place, Lord God, hallelujah, where we lift up the Son of Man, Lord God, hallelujah, God, and the sacrifice, Lord God, that he placed for all mankind, not just us, Lord God. You said for the sins of the world, Lord God, hallelujah. So get us to that place, Lord God, where we remember Jesus, Lord God, and exalt his name, Lord God, over our trials, over our tribulations, over our circumstances, Lord God, over the things that we're going through, over the things that we come to face, Lord God. Get us to that place where we call upon the name of Jesus again, Lord God, hallelujah, not lift up man anymore, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, to the glory of your holy and blessed name, Lord God. God, get us to that place where our appetite grows for your word, Lord God, hallelujah, and your righteousness and your promises, Lord God. Get us to that place, Lord God, hallelujah, where we gain eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord God, what the Spirit is saying, Lord God, that we will no longer walk around deaf and blind, Lord God, hallelujah, God, but we will see men as you would have us to see them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Get us to that place, Lord God, where we become obedient, yes, God, that we will no longer be children of disobedience, but children of obedience, Lord God, hallelujah, God, and live a life that is pleasing unto you, Lord God, our Creator, our Father, our all, our Redeemer, our strong tower, our present help in time.
Your recording has reached
God.
The maximum
hallelujah.
Length. To replay your message,
God,
press 1. To delete
now,
and
God,
re-record
pray,
your message,
God,
press 3. For delivery
faith,
options,
God.
Press
and
4.
God,
to send a fax,
high,
press 6. To cancel this message,
God,
press star.
God.
To send this message now,
those, God,
press pound
called,
or
God,
hang up.
To share your words, Lord God. Move in the lives of those, Lord God, that you have called to go out and to minister.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message.